On this episode of the Hypnagogue Podcast, I'll be talking with no one, because this show is all about listening to the music.
Thank you. Thank you. crafted, molded, refined, assembled, tested, fueled, powered.
Thank you.
pulling up, admittedly, a little bit short here on Hypnagogue podcast number 435. But you know, when you end on an Igneous Flame track, that's probably a good place to call it a day. After an hour and 25 minutes, and then you get me. Hi, I'm John Shanahan. I am your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. Let's go through the music that you have been enjoying, or hopefully enjoying. I like to think you are. You made it this far. You must have been enjoying something, right? Kicked off with Altus from just a fantastic album, Ultraviolet. If you listen to a lot of Altus, he quite frequently defaults to kind of quieter, beatless, drifty things. Although we've had these conversations by email. He always does like to kind of mix things up a little bit. Worries about what people will think, but always wants to kind of mix things up because the man's got to play what's in his head and his heart, right? That's how art works. And so on Ultraviolet, you get a little more rhythm, a little more funkiness here and there. And you heard it in this track, Matters of Light. Really great album. One of my favorites in recent memory. After that, went back to the Gemstones 5 compilation for a track from Alluste. I think that's Alluste. A-L-L-U-S-T-E. There is your spelling for the episode. And now I have to try to do another language. A language that is not my own. Are you ready? You're getting all the things early on this voiceover. Desde Turin a Buenos Aires. I apologize. Voyage Future gave us Ancient Treescape after that from Unseen Portal. Then it was Gandalf with the title track from A Light from Afar. A radio edit came after that. Radio Massacre International sent me the album Galactic Furnace. It has a couple of nice, long, deep tracks on it. I wanted you to get the full feel of one of them instead of excerpting, so I chose their radio edit, not mine. I did not make the choice this time as to where things faded or what have you. That was all up to RMI. That was Galactic Furnace. After that, this is such a great Put It On and Drift Away for a While album, Distant Objects in Soft Focus by the Adelaidean. I have fallen asleep to this album a couple of times now. And the track that I gave you was Day Dreamt. Another title track after that, Forgiving Light from R.L. Huber. Jill Fraser showed us A Beautiful Summer from the Earthly Pleasures release. And then it was Feeling Flying with Tide from Spirit Level. Teleport Collective got us a little odd and funky there. I like this track. Hope it didn't disturb you in the middle of your listening. I really like what's going on in there. It's called Mother Engine. The album is A Monolith's Dream. Then Ed Herbers took us for a spacewalk from Upper Atmosphere. Again, nice kind of ambient space music album. And boy, I have been enjoying, I was just thinking about this as I set up to talk to you. I have been enjoying Igneous Flames music for, I think, a little over 20 years now. He was one of the first artists that I found back in the mp3.com days when I really started to explore that for ambient music and electronic music. I was already listening to a lot of it, but mp3.com introduced me to a lot of musicians who I still listen to today. I think I've mentioned this before in the past. Like, I found Numina there. I found Matt Borgi there. All kinds of folks. And so I've been enjoying everything that Igneous has turned out since around 2002, 2003. The latest is called Vortex, and that track was Fluid Mass, and it was the perfect way, I feel, to close out Hypnagogue Podcast 435. Hey, listen, if you like what you hear, you can always let me know. You know, you can email me, hypnagogue@hotmail.com. You can also go to hypnagoguepodcast.com and make a comment right below the playlist for each episode. Speaking of episodes, there are about 100 or so episodes at hypnagoguepodcast.com, but if you go there, you can also find a link to a listing of old shows on archive.org. And I'll be honest with you, I jump into these a lot. One of the great things about this kind of music is that, with very few exceptions, how do I say this without sounding insulting? It's easy to forget that you've heard them sometimes. And so when you revisit them later, it's like, oh yeah, oh, I like that track. I mean, it's not like you can memorize the lyrics, right? So for me, diving back into the older episodes lets me kind of go back and remember some stuff that I really liked. Boy, I hope it didn't sound insulting. If it did, I apologize, of course. My point was, you can always make a comment on a show, and I welcome your opinion. I'd like to know what you're thinking and how much you're enjoying it. I always like to find out, too, who have you discovered because of this show? What album did I manage to turn you on to that you then eventually went out and got for yourself? And hey, if you do go grab some of this music for yourself, I always say two things. Number one, even if the artist has a name your own price option, please put in something greater than zero. And if you have a chance to tell them you heard it on the Hypnagogue podcast, well, in a self-serving way, I'd like you to do that too. And I'm not ashamed to say that. Hey, I will be back soon with another episode. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. I think I already said that, right? I'm glad you're here. And I hope you're here next time. And until then, I bid you all peace and power.